That was a challenge in our business. If you held a mop all day long and mopped the floor, what intrinsic value is that? And unless the person identified that function in relationship, for example, in a hospital, it was we could identify that function in relationship to having people get well. And part of the person understanding that is was taking the time every week, 2 hours out of the 40-hour week for that person, where they were not with a mop in their hand, but they were listening to a nurse, a doctor, someone else in the hospital talking about how important the clean hospital was to their function. And, you know, in your particular example, that person, first of all, they're working with other people to accomplish that result. So the people they're working with, they can have an influence on, even though the product may not seem to be meaningful. But they can also then get into a discussion of what is the meaning of this product and how can we make it more meaningful? I mean, raising that whole question in the process. And why is it important to have meaning in your work? Because someday you're not going to work. And then raising the question, where did you come from and where are you going? Now you get into the question of God in a very interesting way without preaching. So, I mean, all those things are possible, even in that example, I think.
Isn't attitude also important? Colossians 3 talks about do all things, you know, do it heartily and unto the Lord and not unto man. So whether I'm mopping the floor or doing graphics for a TV station, if that's my only objective is to get a paycheck as opposed to doing it as unto the Lord and not unto man and doing it with excellence. Right. I mean, God's all about excellence.
Right.
And so I think that that's, we have to change our thinking. In fact, I think one of the real problems, and Dallas is really good on this and how he communicates it and articulates it, but I think, I know for myself, my thinking is way too conformed to this world. And it needs to be transformed. And how is it transformed? By the renewing of our mind and the washing of the water of the Word, Ephesians, you know. Just by getting into God's Word, there's, you know, a lot of people say, well, I'll read the Bible and it doesn't do anything. Well, God promises that it's by His Word is the washing of the water of the Word. It cleanses us. It changes us. And so it's a process, but I think it's really important because there's lots of times you feel like what you're doing isn't very significant. But it is significant if you're doing it unto God and not unto men. Yeah. So attitude to me seems like, you know, what's underlying.
Yeah, and Gary, I think sometimes too we forget that Paul wrote that part of Colossians 3 where it says, in everything you do, in whatever you do, it's the Lord Christ whom you are serving. That was addressed to slaves who I think, you know, arguably had some of the most mind-numbing, meaningless, menial work, yet Paul affirms that that's an arena of their service to Christ.